Jack. Yes.
Oh, man.
Nice.
You guys are in for a treat tonight, I'll tell you what.
Special horribleness.
Her, right here, to my left, she is in rare form this evening. This is going to be a blast from the past.
What?
Are you ready?
I don't even understand.
I know. It's okay.
Take that as a maybe.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, July 11th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And I'm Danny.
And
I'm Robbie.
One more, Robbie.
Dude, is
what up, dude? Wait, is this the Friday show or the Monday show?
It's so confusing, I don't even know.
Why are you here again? You just couldn't get enough, or what?
I just have too much time on my hands, apparently.
We got so many corrections, he felt he should be here in person to address them all, rather than each and every one in email. This is episode 514, the one after Friday's show, which was 513.
Yay.
It's 7-11-11, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, it is that.
When's that going to happen again?
Never.
Next year.
Who
when
cares?
It's...
It does that every year now. Right?
In November, huh? Because then it'll be 11-11-11.
Fucking my ex's mom got married on 7-7-7, and then, you know.
Was it lucky? And then got divorced promptly thereafter?
Yeah, it's like a year or two after, something like that.
Oh, hey, good for them.
Yeah, hey.
Good,
whatever.
Good for them.
And it's all cool because it's 888-999. You know what?
666 I was down with, only because the new Omen movie came out, which was a huge steamy pile, but that's fine.
Yes, it was.
That's fine.
I've done.
Think they
would have
seen
numbers?
It coming, you know?
I know, right?
I don't care.
All right. Wide awake, Danny.
Wide awake.
What's happening next weekend? Are you going to be wide awake for that? Fucking 24 hours of this?
Sure.
Are you? I don't even think this place is ready for what's going to go down. We're going to have special, awesome shirts for sale, hopefully. As soon as Danny finishes those designs, they're almost done. Sure.
I can get it done. Dude,
well,
you saw. Shut up.
You better get them done. That's all I have to
just
say.
Shut your face.
We're going to have some amazing phone calls. Oh, man.
Send me in a box of fucking felt tip fine points.
And cigarettes. We need felt tip fine points and smokes.
And just money.
Thejamhole.com/PO box for the smokes and felt tips, and thejamhole.com/donate for the money.
So the question is the local 5-0 ready for the show?
I hope not.
Okay.
I'm going to say the rest of you be ready. Local 5-0, just keep doing what you're doing, as long as what you're doing does not involve what I'm doing.
Do we have what? No.
It's fine. Yeah. 406-204-4687. Give us a call if you'd like. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Usually, thejamhole.com/live. That's Jamhole TV. Three cameras, two up top, the chat in the middle, one at the bottom. All have audio, so pick one you want, mute the other two, and sit back and enjoy.
Cool.
Can I introduce you all to a thing I like to call orgasmic birth?
Do people have orgasms?
I'm just picturing a baby just covered in woman juice. Yeah. Sounds terrible.
That's disgusting.
That's pretty bad.
Are they popping out a baby?
Yeah.
She'd have to be really loose.
It is the most intimate and powerful experience a woman can have. It is
rape. No, I'm totally kidding. Oh, you ruined the magic. Orgasmic birth.
What? It's a very sensual experience.
Unbelievable, the sensations that are like washing over your whole body.
Introducing the revolutionary documentary film.
The sensual and sexual nature of birth cannot be denied.
Hold on.
Do you want to tell that
can
to
I
your
try
child
to...
later? Like, I had a raging orgasm with you
can
coming
I deny
out of my
it?
Junk.
Have you seen birth? That
yeah, I have in the room, front and center.
You can have
disgusted out of my gourd.
All the tits and ass and like womanness that you want. As soon as you add a child coming out of that vagina, it goes from being triple X to triple
Triple, nah. And if there was that new age music playing on the background, they'd
could
be like, turn that shit off! We'll kill
you! Imagine? I know, every time I ever see, like, a mockery of birth on television, it's always like, I fucking hate you! You did this to me, yeah. You know? Like, that kind of shit. These women are like,
You have to have been completely blown the fuck out to enjoy that. I'm sorry.
The baby just, like, walking out, like, hi! Like, the queen just giving the wave.
Like...
They take the baby
and they're like, no, push it back in. Now pull it back out. Now push it back in. Like, ew, dude.
It starts out, the reason it's orgasmic birth. Okay.
They drug him up?
No, it's because it starts out, it's like a taper. It starts out with a little dildo. It's on the machine. And then they go bigger. And then they go bigger.
Matt speaking from experience here.
Well, I've watched the thing, but
oh, okay.
And then they go.
Can I come over there and watch?
And then they go for real dough, like triple XXXL, if you know what I mean.
Can I go over there and watch that while you're doing this?
Sure.
This is disgusting.
Locks the potential of childbirth.
Please. In an effort to kind of go inside myself and really try to begin the centering that I would need to have in order to make it through the labor.
Okay, so go sit down. Go sit down. It's just a trailer. Sit. So you need to really... She sounded like she really went through some preparation. Like when you get a colonoscopy, you don't just go in there and get the camera up the butt, right?
You
prepare yourself.
No, you don't.
Physically and mentally?
If you were going to have an orgasmic birth, you would need preparation.
A little foreplay?
Some colon hydrotherapy,
perhaps? I'm just going to tell you that colonoscopy, all they do is give you a big jug of shit to drink, and then they give you a lot of fentanyl.
That's what I'm saying. You don't just roll in there and, like, you know.
Well, she's like, here it comes. Back to the car, like, go back, get the anal beads, get the anal beads.
Yeah, right.
Does it make you any happier to get a camera shoved up your ass?
Probably not.
If you're into that kind of thing, you never know.
Sure.
Takes all kinds.
It's like a sacrifice, I think.
For the next 38 years of your life. Don't think, honey. No, it is a sacrifice.
That a mother can offer. Okay, I'm going to go through this pain for you to really come out in the way you need to come out.
You know who else went through some pain so that we could kind of be how we need to be? Jesus. You know what happened to him? He got crucified.
Yeah, that
was
not an orgasmic crucifixion.
I don't recall
him getting a blowjob on the cross. Okay?
No, he did get blown, but not that way.
If he did, you think they would end it up in the history books? You know, like
I'm gonna guess
downplay that.
Probably not.
Yeah,
not exactly the theme they were shooting for.
It's pleasure.
It was so natural. It just felt so good. I loved it.
Her husband's like, she can't feel it there.
I know, right? Like, that's why she was so good, because I've been fucked by an elephant.
You couldn't any other way, right? I mean, what kind of preparation could you put yourself through besides just, like, reverse Kegels, right? Mm-hmm. You just stretch. You do the Kegels, but in reverse, so you're making it, right?
I guess.
Eyes of Chrissy, can you imagine an orgasmic childbirth? To where you're just like, oh, yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
Because
so that
it's
way
orgasmic.
Your kid is going to be like, Mom, how was, you know, my childbirth or
orgasmic.
Whatever. And they're going
to
be like, I had a raging O on your head, okay?
Oh. Yeah. It was a halo.
We washed it off.
We have video. Stop it.
So are you saying because orgasm is synonymous with sex and that they're
yes.
turning... This is borderline child porn.
Yes.
Okay, I see.
That is
technically a menage.
A menage.
Just saying.
That
technically
is incest in its finest.
How many is it if, like, the doctors and the... I mean, he had a hand in this.
Or if the twins.
You know what
you
I
know?
Mean?
Okay, oh, sure. Gross, dude. You're like, ew. Just stop.
It's right. Like incest,
let's continue.
It's fear.
I'm scared.
You can say that there. You got it right, finally. 1 minute, 11 seconds in. 1-1-1-1.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
It's fear.
Oh.
The end.
What are you scared of?
Ripping my twat in twain? are you scared of? Jesus Christ. I got the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man walking out downtown Miami right here in my twat.
Even ecstasy. All of the pathways that are involved in sexual pleasure.
We light it up with ecstasy. MDMA. Oh.
That explains everything.
It's the best trailer ever.
Are in fact stimulated by birthing a baby. And when you can allow yourself to open in the same way that you open to orgasm, the exact same experience is possible.
And puts the conventions of today's healthcare system on the examination table.
Yeah, they're like, I'm sorry, we're not gonna cover this. No fucking way. You want to do what? Is that legal in this state?
Probably not.
You need
this
to,
is Montana.
You need to open up. Open wide and say, ah.
As we massage the truth.
To about 10 centimeters. Okay.
We're gonna, when I say open, I mean dilate you.
When we first put birth into the hospital decades ago, we treated it like it was surgery. They put her in a wheelchair. She can walk. She's not sick.
Like a like removing a cancerous tumor of sorts? No?
Dude, I've seen some bitches go through some horrible birth. Okay?
Yeah, it can kill you.
Sometimes they need a fucking wheelchair.
Sometimes.
This is serious, like, ow, I'm in pain, I'm gonna not walk for a while, give me the epidural and fuck off.
And some women just have raging O's. You don't know.
If you look at what the media does with birth, particularly shows like ER, people are coming screaming into the ER as though having a baby
coming,
is the
screaming.
Biggest disaster on earth. And that has imprinted generations of people now.
We were made to have babies. Don't just turn your body over to medicine.
Take the journey with seven families as they find their way to a place of comfort, peace, and love.
Seven families.
Can you
seven
imagine
births.
Can you imagine the chick just sitting there like diddle in her skittle while it's coming out? Just like
in front of seven families. That
like
was like
pushing
a
pushing it back in like a bleh.
So is there a film we can watch about
she's into
this?
That shit.
Is. This is just a trailer.
Can we watch this?
For Orgasmic Birth.
Dude,
the
let's
movie.
Watch this.
The thing
now
is, if you watch
3D,
that, you can't go back. You can't go back to regular porn.
Some things you
it.
Can't unsee. He's got a point.
Yeah, I witnessed childbirth firsthand in the room. I was there. I think
so,
I'll
like,
be okay.
If the if the mother's a squirter, like, could she just like projectile launch that baby across
like
the
you
room?
See the camera like do the thing where it gets shits on it and it's got a, oh man, like in the dirt bike cameras, it's like
oh my god.
That's so gross. Women, I swear, like, you're beautiful, but your vaginas spit out some gross shit sometimes.
Dude.
I just need to I just you know this. I
they
mean
must
I
must feed.
I know you know this, but I just need to. Anyway.
Dude.
So that's orgasmicbirth.com if you're interested in more. I'll throw a link. Some of you maybe couldn't hear the trailer so hot in the live show, but there you go if you want to go watch it. I'll put a link to it in the show notes and I'll clean up the audio for the podcast. But just thought I'd share that.
That's
this
thing.
Orgasmic Birth here brings to the screen the ultimate challenge to our cultural myths by inviting viewers to see firsthand the glorious emotional, spiritual, and physical heights attainable through birth. Featuring 11 women who say yes to this journey, Orgasmic Birth gives us an intimate view of them laboring undisturbed. Free to move their bodies to the internal rhythm of labor, laughing.
She gets like a reverse hand job, the baby's arms like in and out from the other way. Terrible.
Laughing and kissing, moaning through their contractions, joyous, sensuous, and revolutionary. I'll give you a
yeah, I'm glad I didn't eat
revolutionary. Orgasmic Birth intersperses commentary by experts such as Matt Lee of The Jam Hole and Dr. Christine Northup and Ina May Gaskin with stunning moments of women in the ecstatic release of childbirth. We can all thank filmmaker Deborah Pascale Bonaro, who gave us an inside look, if you know what I mean, at an approach that is more pleasant and statistically a whole lot more safe.
It's gross.
And gross. Absolutely.
Those are the juicy facts, ladies.
Can you imagine, though, you put something like this on YouTube? Like, what do you think the comments are going to, you know? Like,
you nasty, please read some, please.
7 pages of just, like, let's just pick a, using the baby as a dildo. Brilliant.
Yes.
That was posted 2 years ago. Flagged as spam. They missed one.
You think that woman, like, picks up guys from, like, hey, yeah, that was me on that video? Yeah, that was me.
Read me some more, please.
Yeah, do go on.
Childbirth just got weirder. One day those kids are going to be shown this video, and it's going to be really weird for them.
Yeah, dude. You think? Like,
I'm pretty sure.
Your mom had a raging O on your forehead.
This video almost made me cry. Childbirth can be so beautiful, except when it's on YouTube. I used to work in labor and delivery, and I've seen some pretty bad births. Bad.
Bad bones.
From the day I was born, I've been a YouTube star. Chris Perel said I was gonna be the baby that goes too far. But now, pretty baby, I got picked up on the jam hole. From the day I was born.
Okay.
My mom's had a pretty big manhole.
Okay. Okay.
Guitar solo.
Okay.
I really like this film. It shows how a birth can be. I can't see anything bad about this video, except all the nasty vag. The atmosphere is so relaxed and positive, I really can't understand why some people react nearly aggressively as if this was not allowed to be true. And of course a birth is something sexual. Duh, a couple has sex. Duh, the woman is getting pregnant and a baby is born. All this belongs together. In the circle of life.
Yeah, but you don't have sex on your baby. Yeah,
sadomasochists are so fucking weird. I'm gonna upvote that comment.
Yes.
Well, I can see why people would do this, but I still think it's creepy that my mother could have an orgasm when I was coming out of her vagina. Plus,
thank
vote
you.
Up.
Thank you.
You'd rather she be in pain? Wouldn't you be happy she was feeling good when she delivered you? Good, but not that good. I don't need O juice.
I don't mind her being drugged up and loopy and having weird visions, but not having a screaming
O's. Which is weird, like, that's the first experience that mother has with that baby. So for the rest of their life, when they think of that baby, they kind of are thinking of an orgasm.
Ew, dude. Oh, you can show that. That's going to lead to incest. Totally. Yeah.
Natural home birth is fine, but this orgasmic Dionysian bullshit is perverted. By the way, convulsing like a hippie won't suture a vaginal tear. Oh. Vote up.
Very nice.
Okay.
Oh my god, I love this. You guys have got to see the new How to Train a Dragon movie. It's so funny and looks amazing in 3D. I just watched it at www.free-full-movies.com.
Spam.
Okay, that one is spam. Yeah. That one also is spam. Okay. Are we good?
I will say
on
to those listening, if you end up watching a 3D movie, go to the very back row, because the farther away from the screen you are, the more in 3D it is.
Justin Fan Lime Green says, I was just jerking off watching pregnant chicks getting fucked. Holla! Now you can finish with them giving birth. Isn't the internet, again, it's the circle of life.
Yeah,
I feel like Simba should be in here, like, singing.
Get a little bestiality in there while you're at it.
Singing African songs. Mm. Well, there you go. Orgasmic.
It's weird if you watch the Lion King series, how, like, the family relationships that they have. Like, okay, so Mufasa clearly had sex with a different baby. So, like, Nala and Simba are, like, step brother and sister.
Sure,
and they're hooking
sure
up. And
hey,
then, like,
incest is okay in animals, bro.
In a Disney movie, though,
it's encouraged.
Surprising. Yeah,
like your dog pedigree shit. Like, that's, you want that,
yeah,
line,
but see,
there.
In actual, like, real life,
real life
shit,
here,
there's one lion or one, you know, male lion in a pride. Okay.
Yeah. He's got his hair.
Is it a gay
women
pride?
No. When they come into the pride and they defeat the other, you know, lion dude or whatever, they will
sure
actually go out and kill all of the cubs that were fathered by the last male lion.
It's fatherly pride right there.
And then they go and fuck them all and produce their own cubs. Well, the males that are produced from that are actually pushed out of the pride at a certain age.
Toss them off the cliff.
So they can't, they don't get with the lionesses from that pride.
You think
there's
those
no
lions,
incest.
When they're like just about to die, they're old, they're like, bro,
lions are like Iranians.
Unless they go and kill the
you're not a virgin!
unless they kill the fucking guy who, you know, fucked their mom, then they can have incest or whatever.
Don't ever fuck their
mom. That species, that animal instinct is in them to, like, cause their own extinction, though, you know? Like, they're not letting the babies grow up to become the next big thing.
Isn't it a natural population controller?
Or it's just like a fucking normal guy. When he gets with a dude, with a chick that fathers a baby from another guy, they have resentment towards that kid.
I mean, look at, what was her name?
Exactly.
What's her exhibit name? A, you're on.
What?
From Florida. The fucking Anthony case
Casey
or whatever.
Anthony, what about
isn't that what happened, maybe?
Anthony Gonzalez?
Now, see, if I get with a chick and she's pregnant with another dude's baby, I kill that baby or encourage her to go get an abortion.
Or you,
so that,
you trip when you open an oven door.
Right.
Because that
and vertically
flies.
Place said baby.
But it's okay because you're making a pizza.
Well, so. I'm just basically saying that I'm not going to, you know, waste my time with poor genetics, so to speak. I'm going to make sure the job's done right.
That's right.
Okay.
It's terrible.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of animal male evolution and orgasmic birth, did you know you can now legally use GPS to track your cheating spouse?
Nice.
You like how I did that?
Hasn't that
you
been
a
thing
anymore.
For a while?
No.
Use your phone.
But it is now.
Oh.
At least in New Jersey.
Stay away from
Are
me.
Are we saying that it's now legal or now just technologically
encouraged?
Available?
Are all cars come with GPS? I mean, what's is it your fault if you accidentally install the app on your phone?
Right, yeah.
I mean, no, this is a judge in New Jersey. He recently ruled that it's totally okay and perfectly legal to use GPS tracking devices to track down that cheating whore. I mean, the government does it, so...
Well,
you know.
I'm guessing
I
that
mean,
judge had a cheating wife. You know, most judges are old and prudent,
right,
and really cold.
Right. And like all spending all their time on work on fucking MySpace or whatever they're on.
That's right.
I think judges are like the only ones keeping MySpace alive. Judges and 13-year-old dudes or chicks that are 48-year-old dudes.
I think they make their chairs that high up so they can like watch porn while they're on the clock. And
well,
they
there's
like see
a
over
whole
their shoulder.
Hidden compartment underneath there with like vibrators and like
pants.
Attachments, and
totally.
It comes down all automatic. It's like. Oh, yeah.
Using a dildo as a mallet.
Oh, yeah. Order. I mean, order. How'd that get there? Bailiff.
It's so
bailiff,
funny. You get, bailiff, like, a picture of them from, you know, behind the podium and stuff. And, like, they don't have pants on. Everything's moving.
Just
like,
down
jacket, his legs up and down.
Man.
And, like,
awesome.
He's
desk.
Totally stern and, like, this up top is, like...
Everything down there is just... Fuck.
He's got these little, like, machines going, like...
The power of God, I do what I want. Shit.
That's right. I am here to judge you.
While I'm kidding.
What I do.
Yeah.
His name is Kenneth Villanova, the judge. A GPS tracking device was used on him by his wife at the time, and Villanova sued for invasion of privacy. Or this was the case, not the judge. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Villanova was caught in another woman's driveway with a GPS tracker. The judge ruled that Villanova should not have expected privacy because he was on a public street anyways.
Your Honor, I was just asking for directions.
Tell that to the Germans that are... not down with GPS stuff.
Right.
The use of GPS trackers has long been a point of contention for private investigators and their investigatees. With its approval, cheaters will have to up their game to battle technology. So now we're going to have, like, anti-GPS EMPs and shit. Like, honey, this is the fourth one this week.
Buy an old car.
Well, no, you can put... GPS on any car
and know what you're doing and look. I don't know.
Is that what are we? We're gonna have to start sending our maids to start our cars because we're worried about car bombs via the you know, like mobster.
You think this will really up business
Honey,
for the taxi cab companies?
Go start my car.
No.
Okay.
No.
Boom!
I knew
oh
it.
My god! I planted that anyway. Yeah, I think you're going to have to just get one of those mirror things on the stick and do a quick once around,
just,
you know?
Just get a taxi. That's what they're there for.
Maybe stop cheating on your wife. You married the bitch. Now, you made that bed. Is that how the saying goes? Now lay in it.
Now sleep with it.
Now, now have sex with it. Have its babies. Have its have its orgasmic birth.
Ew.
Please.
Stop talking about that.
You have some orgasmic birth on your... right there. Now, a little bit.
Okay. Can we name the show that?
Sure.
Orgasmic birth.
If you like can the baby remember, comes... too, when I'm like, hey, did you write anything down for a show title?
Okay.
The comments, this guy's a douche for cheating on his wife, but this is horrible. Even on his car, he is on a public place. I think he could have argued that his wife stalked him. Mm-hmm. Fucking A. So what do you think? Are you okay with that? I mean, we have the technology. Legal? Do we know that now these are some of the...
Well, I mean, think that they would have, like, if before that technology was legal, they would have had a PI. It would have been the same thing.
I
got to
put
a little
tail
more longhand.
So it's just different because we're using technology that's kind of ubiquitous in our
environment.
If you're with
thing, though.
Technologically inclined.
There you go.
Yeah.
Another two pina colada for this one.
Yeah, if you're with a savvy person,
sure.
Then maybe don't go creeping around because
yeah,
they're going to have little things to spy
on you. We're watching
you.
They're MacGyver. You know that they'll...
If they have two webcams just set up in their living room with like three computers anyways, maybe just kind of...
Don't bring a guy
that.
Home.
If he's like... If he's constantly encouraging you to play on Google Latitude with him, maybe just...
I know, right?
Think about it.
Did you notice I shut that off?
Honey, will you please accept your Google Plus invite? God damn it.
No.
For the fifth time... Oh,
no.
I'm sick of this insubordinate bullshit. Get on Google Plus, turn your fucking Latitude on so I can track you, goddammit.
You like how I turned that off?
I don't even notice.
Yeah,
Chad's
sure.
The only one I watch. Totally kidding. Just sometimes.
I used to get mad.
That?
You would like say, hey, where are you? I'm like, don't you fucking watch that
like,
thing?
I know where you are. I see you.
I see everything.
All these rappers are going to have to change those songs. They're like, nigga, you can't see me? Like, no, actually, nigga,
you're
I can.
Right,
you're
right there.
You're right here. Got you.
Got you.
Got you, bitch.
All right. Real quick, our failed prophet of the century here, Harold Camping.
My man.
He has been moved to a nursing home. Where,
womp,
is that
womp.
Is that the equivalent of the rapture for this gentleman?
It's his rapture.
It's his rapture.
Yeah.
He suffered a stroke, of course, we mentioned that a while ago, likely related to the cumulative stress of having failed to deliver on big rapture promises. Probably more like having to do with the cumulative stress of having all this money to buy cocaine and hookers with. That's what gave him a stroke.
Probably.
You know how much money, he has to give a fuck that his, oh no, I failed just like I did back in 07, just like I did back in 04. Like, he doesn't give a fuck, dude. He made bank. All those billboards, that was his billboard company. Bet you didn't know that. No, I'm just kidding. But what if it was? Best GIF for a comment. I want you guys to scroll down to the comments there. It's the gentleman doing this.
Nice. Clap, clap, clap.
Love it. So his family now confirms that the Bay Area... Can we... We had an idea earlier. Can anyone in the chat or possibly any of us track down the home that this gentleman is in?
We will give you a free Jam Hole t-shirt. It'll be worth
Robbie
the prank
Robbie will
call.
Give you a free Jam Hole t-shirt, but I would love to prank call or to just call.
Well, I'm saying if they get us the
phone
number.
Can we get Harold on the horn?
It would be awesome.
Do you think he has Skype?
I don't know, man. Like, trying to talk to someone who had a stroke isn't necessarily the easiest to decipher what they're saying.
That'll be all
who's
the more fun.
The, you know, who's got the facial paralysis going, shall we?
Does he?
I don't know.
Meanwhile, the fate of his radio show, which has gone into reruns since the stroke, is up in the air. Perhaps Camping could use this quiet time to more finely hone his soothsaying abilities, starting with a far less ambitious campaign that warns fellow nursing home residents of the impending fish stick Wednesday.
They changed his show name to The Perfect Stroke.
Thank you, Docker. Thank you, Robbie.
Yes, yes.
That was much better. Gawker, hire this guy. Come on. Betty Ford died. Did you guys hear about that?
No. Betty Ford?
Yeah.
Betty Ford.
Whoa.
1,000 years old. No, 93 years old.
Isn't that Gerald Ford's wife?
She was, yes, wife of the former President Gerald Ford.
Okay.
Very good, Robbie. And the founder of the Betty Ford Center for Substance Abuse and Addiction. Holla at you, lady.
Yay.
She's there for all of us, guys.
Yep.
There is help. Trust. In public, she was one of the most visible and outspoken first ladies in history. In private, she triumphed over serious personal adversity. She had two orgasmic births, was married to Gerald Ford for 58 years shortly after becoming president in 74. Ford said, quote, I am in debt. How'd Ford speak? That's... I can't even think of how...
Just an old man
I've
voice.
Never heard him talk. Weird.
You think someone out there watched the movie How High and got the idea that they now have to, like, smoke Betty Ford's bones to, like, get her to come and tell them about how to stop being addicted to shit?
Right. You stop doing it so much. Oh.
What else haven't you told me?
Oh, great one. I am indebted to the no man and to only one woman, my dear wife. It's beautiful. See, honey? You shape your act up. You could get some nice words like that when you die. From me.
Great. Great.
President. Ford died Friday at the Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage, California. Her cause of death not immediately clear. ABC News says it was a drug overdose. Just kidding. ABC, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding.
Could you imagine, though? Could you fucking imagine?
That'd be awesome.
Betty Ford.
Like ODing.
ODs at 94. Oh, man.
She's just like, fuck it, I'm out.
She did help a lot of people, though, so that's pretty badass, yeah. I guess. Kittens being tossed from cars on I-10 in the New Orleans. New Orleans, what the fuck?
That's terrible.
What?
Are they dying? Like,
is there
a
kitten shortage?
They're tossed in the... I want to talk about this.
New Orleans!
Kittens tuck and roll like nobody's business, though.
No, they don't.
Bad babies. Manners.
Not
they
babies
land.
In a bag.
Oh, okay.
Baby kittens
hard,
in a
hard
bag.
Hard to do in a bag.
How James? Else do you throw kittens in a fucking road in a bag? Why would you do that? Go fuck
with,
yourself.
With a catapult.
They look in the mirror, they're like, I got too
come
much
on, Robbie.
That's
right. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Acknowledge that. Robbie, yeah, acknowledge. Yeah. Over.
Hey!
Hey, Matt. All right. James McAllister was driving behind two pickup trucks traveling side by side Saturday on Interstate 10 when he saw an arm extend from each of the trucks and simultaneously drop objects onto the pavement in Eastern New Orleans. Eastern New or fucking Leans!
Those kittens wouldn't shut up.
What the fuck?
Told him I'd feed him milk tomorrow.
I get you're pissed because you're still living in FEMA trailers, but dudes.
Like, you do know that if you put them in the paper, most people will buy them.
Let's take them for free.
Maybe they just... Bad manners is from that area. Bad manners, have you witnessed this at all?
Yeah.
And is there a mass just exodus of little tiny kittens moving to... Eastern New Orleans? Like, I don't...
I hate you people.
Is there so many?
Much. I don't even want to talk about this, dude.
All of a sudden, there were kittens all over the highway. You really couldn't help but run over them at that speed. It made me sick to my stomach.
That is bad manners.
That's fucked up, dude. McAllister said passengers in the pickups apparently dropped the kittens in bags or sacks near the Bullard Avenue exit. Quote, looking down, there were two, three, four to the right of me, two, 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 more to the left, two, two. They were all around me. A teacher who was driving home from Mississippi was in there just, two, two, two. It was like a horror movie. An animal lover who recently adopted two unwanted dogs. McAllister called 911. High five, McAllister. And gave the dispatcher a description and license plate number for each of the pickup trucks.
But it's...
What's up now?
It's based on how cute these animals are. If these were bags of cockroaches, no one would have given a shit.
If they were bags of unwanted African-American babies with crack addictions, then what? Dana?
I probably wouldn't give a shit.
There you go. Now cry those tears for yourself because you're a terrible human being.
I am not. I just don't like people. I like kittens. Fuck off. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
Hear ye.
Let her just be racist. It's okay.
We're gathered here. I know. Well, she just doesn't like any people, so that's okay.
Okay.
You're being
humanist.
Babies
humanist.
Are disgusting.
No,
kittens
I think
kittens are adorable. They come out knowing bandist. How to poop in a box.
Hold on, Ravi. Humanists are totally different. <I know. things. laughs> Wait, secular humanists? Hold on. Atheist? What are we talking
about? I'm sure that...
Yes, I know. I get what you're saying.
Kurt Vonnegut hated all people, too.
I'm just saying, though, in as far as what amount a human life is worth, no kitten is ever gonna be able to drive a car to begin with, to swerve, to miss other little kittens in the road. Yeah. Kittens aren't making great leaps and bounds going to Mars
yes,
and whatnot. Monkeys, maybe.
Off the couch.
Anyway.
Leaps and bounds.
I told myself I was not going to just let this happen. But McAllister was dismayed when he called cops next day, was told his report had been classified as unfounded. That's some dick shit right there.
You know what's funny? Even all these
Justin Van Light Green says most people have the decency to place crack babies in dumpsters. Yeah. At least. What were you gonna say?
Oh, even the really gruff, like, huge, scary guys in prison love kittens. Like, you know, if when they go to jail, like, they're going to get the short end of
the stick.
Even
the internet loves kittens. Like, if LulzSec or Anonymous found out about this and that this dude had, like, computer stuff, mm-hmm. they would hack the shit out of that because totally. I can has cheeseburger and kittens are just... Kittens are the lifelong internet meme that just will not die. No matter how many times you put them in a bag and throw them off the fucking... thing. They don't
float.
Die.
You throw them in the river, they'll float.
They tuck and roll.
That's right.
It unfounded. Quote, I've been trying to get an explanation, but they still haven't called me back, he said. Cherise Harper, New Orleans police spokeswoman, said McAllister's report, high words, was initially deemed unfounded because the cops could not immediately locate the trucks. If you are dispatched to a call on the interstate, unless you're right there, the vehicle is going to be gone in a second or 60.
But at least they got the plates, you know? They got witnesses.
You would think. But the cops said they're investigating because they got the plate numbers. So there you go.
Man. On this note, there is a really fun game on the internet called Kitty Cannons.
Yep.
Where you try to get it to launch as far as possible.
I'll give you that. Quote, people think these kittens are disposable. Well, I'm here to say they're not. Kittens are not disposable. Teenagers are disposable.
Yes, they are.
And tampons and paper plates and plastic bags and friends. But kittens are most definitely not disposable. And me. Despicable, disposable me.
I second that.
Thank you.
Kittens are adorable. Fuck the rest
Juliana Ackill said she found two dead kittens and one that was seriously injured on the boulevard in separate incidents within a week in May.
How could you do that?
Kitten overload.
So adorable.
They're
crazy kitten overload.
They just want to destroy
they're
things
so
that
cute,
are beautiful.
Dude. Why would you do that? They have no idea what's going on. They just want to love you
and be happy.
And you
meow,
poke
and
them
then
into
all
the
of a sudden, like in the bag and
you
out.
You put them in this stupid bag and you do that? You're killing the...
That's one thing
we
can definitely agree on, that people that do this, they're... Yeah.
They deserve to die?
Sure.
It's like when Edward Norton in Fight Club
They're
just
adorable!
Pummels the blind. He just wanted to destroy something.
I hate you all.
All of us didn't do this, okay? I just want
all of you kitten haters.
All you motherfucking haters. All you motherfucking
They're
haters.
They're adorable, goddamn.
Haters!
I'm looking at kittens right now.
Okay? Haters! Are you looking at dead kittens?
No!
Are you looking at kittens being tossed from moving?
I don't even want to Google that ever. Thanks.
Yeah, that sounds more disturbing than two girls, one cup.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We have a Mitchell woman here who is accused of being the most resourceful bitch on the block. She struck a police officer in the face! Mind you, in the face with...
A glove.
No. With was the grossest thing a woman could ever pull out of.
With her placenta.
With her orgasmic afterbirth. With her feminine hygiene produce.
Dude, did he... I don't know.
In the
almost
face.
Almost gave the cop right the batoner for that.
In the... Like a slingshot or a sling.
Like an Ewok.
Like... In the face. Oh, Lord. 41 years old, not guilty, she's pleading to two charges of aggravated assault.
Well, she'll get off on an insanity plea because she's on the rag.
Tampon at a cop in the face. Yeah, that's true.
Use condom, mind you.
Officer,
J.
My client says that it was that time of the month.
Temporary insanity.
Dismissed! Dismissed, and that's why men make more money than women.
We don't throw our man tampons around.
Morales is accused of allegedly throwing a soiled feminine hygiene product in the face of adversity and a police officer during a response to a mental illness call. Hey, high five. Who called that shit?
Insanity plea.
I did.
Mental illness call. Right. I think that goes a little, a bit deeper than...
But the thing is you know that cop month. Just took it out on the next poor sap that came along.
The
and
next
said
poor black guy he found.
Yeah, right? He was resisting arrest.
You can't see the bruises. She's also allegedly sprayed the officer with various cleaning items and knocked off another officer's glasses while scratching him. You might want to go get rabies shots,
yeah,
brohounds.
Bitches be tripping.
She sent a letter to Judge O'Brien last month, requested that Philip Carlson be removed as her court-appointed attorney because of her concerns about his performance. He's just not fucking me like he used to. Oh, wait, what are we talking about here?
It would have been cooler if she just sent a letter that was
baby,
just gibberish.
Just in a letter discussed during Morales' court appearance Wednesday at the Public Safety Center, Morales expressed concerns about Carlson's experience and professionalism.
He laughed at my tampon situation.
Quote, I also feel that he does not completely believe me that I did actually, he said pics or it didn't happen. He's like, dick. And I've confronted him about this on several occasions. Red mark for each. He is more worried about trying not to get me to sue the city than to defend me in my case. Well, that is his job, is it not? City offender. Wait, defender? Or is it offender? Going on the offensive.
Defender is the lawyer. Offender is the guy that fucked up.
Okay.
Made the
offender.
Offense.
Right. Gotcha. In her letter, she asks specifically for Matt Theophilus to be appointed to the case. He'll perform.
Yeah.
Like I need a man.
He'll feel his way through the situation.
That's right. And at the end, I feel confident that we will reach the agreement we were both aiming for. Yeah. Aiming at.
Happy ending?
Happy ending. Happy endings all around. Yeah.
She got off, so did he.
Moving on, we have a gentleman, 35 years old, disemboweled during a stabbing after leaving a bar where he had been involved with a little scuffle.
A little marijuana
bar? Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is an alcohol bar.
Yeah.
Oh, you got disemboweled? How does that happen?
He's just holding his guts like, I wish I had a joint right now.
That's just classic, like, push, come on. Police Sergeant Eric Bravo says, oh, mama. Jesus Gutierrez was stabbed in the abdomen during the fight on Sunday. Bravo said crime. Fucking Johnny Bravo. Said crime scene officers recovered the man's stomach, but doctors said it could not be reattached.
Oh.
Are you fucking kidding me? Hold on. The doctors, the cops, like, ran there, like, we found it, boss, we found it. Oh.
That's terrible.
Can't reattach a stomach,
these are professionals,
dude.
Mind you.
Professionals.
This is what they do.
Protecting and serving.
Serving, yeah.
The man's condition was not available. Well, sans one stomach, I'm going to guess pretty fucking unstable.
Yeah.
In the ER.
They have to, like, pre-digest his food for him.
Right?
Stick it into his veins.
Can you live without your fucking stomach?
They can probably make you a new one, right?
Like a pig stomach?
Yeah, like make you one or something. You can grow organs.
Fucking A, we can.
In the labs.
I grow one every... Anyway.
Buzzing!
Come on! Okay. Can you do that, though? Like, you just grow one? Or would you just get, like,
a fucking lizard
sack and
a salamander?
Like a balloon and a condom in there and just...
I'm sure he's fine.
Ugh. I'm so hungry. Oh, never mind.
If you hear a popping sound come out of my stomach area, take me to the emergency room, please.
ER, stat, or turn on an episode of House, either or.
House.
Bravo said a warrant for attempted first-degree murder and first-degree assault was issued for the 22-year-old.
So. And?
Well... What's next?
I think we're beginning to see a theme that just the world is so
just
fucked up.
Death, murder, and mayhem, just like the
you
song says.
You can't help but laugh.
I know.
How scary it is.
New Delhi. This, I always crack up when it's a train crash, because I, like...
What?
Because
it's just so much death, you have
there,
to laugh, right?
Well, no, because the tracks only go... Like, I don't...
Oh, yeah, you think they would have seen it coming, right?
You're not steering, dude. Like, how do you...
Swerved into one another's direction.
I know, I don't understand that. It seems like a very simple system of levers and switches that put the trains on whatever fucking tracks they're on. If you have one going this way, maybe don't put one on going that way on the same track.
I think it's just that there's probably a lot of trains.
I get India
and a lot
isn't
of tired
that, like,
workers.
I Yeah, that too. There's a lot. Is it just people like randomly putting trains on random tracks? Like,
phase one is complete. Oh,
phase two, phase three, make money.
Profit.
Yeah. Dozens of people killed, more than 100 injured when the train headed for the capital here derailed in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh on Sunday. Television news footage from the site of the crash showed rail cars jumbled atop one another and gouged with deep gouges. The train known as the Kakhmer derailed about 75 miles from Lucknow. There's no more luck now. The capital of Uttar Pradesh. Rescue workers aided by the Indian Army struggled to pull the survivors from the wreckage.
You think they had, kind of like they do in India, like people on the top of the train knock, like they're like...
You think you never had a fucking train set when you were a kid? Like, you really?
Yeah.
Fucking Indians. You wonder why we put you in little casino. Oh, wait. These ones are...
Yeah, they're done.
Never mind.
Oh, God.
Never mind. fuck. Is it... Do you want... I can't almost in good consciousness talk about the Catholic Church anymore, but they are allowing access to some internal files that I think might reveal some very interesting information. Just saying.
Go on.
In nine of these bicifrics, bishoprics? I don't even know what that word is.
Typo.
They're getting access files from all 27 dioceses dating back 10 years. Lower Saxony here. In nine of them, researchers will be granted access to files from the year 1945 onward. You know they used to do some fucking kid rape back in the day. You know.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
They had the time on their hands.
Following a wave of revelations, first two, involving sexual abuse by Catholic clergy and staff, the church is looking to repair its image and win back credibility. Gonna guess this isn't the way to do it.
Yeah.
Here's all of our secrets. Hey, now it's all out there.
This is not a good revelation he came across.
No, we get it all out there. Then we ask for forgiveness. Then we delete everything. Control, Alt,
Phase 3, delete profit.
So they're gonna find... I can't wait till these are all on WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Or wherever you put gross, disgusting Roman Catholic Church behaviors. Behavioral quirks. It's just a little quirk. He likes to fuck kids. It's just a quirk. He's okay, though. I mean, he's a great guy. He's just got a little quirk. I mean, his friend likes to drop kittens out of moving vehicles.
Yeah, dude.
So I don't know.
Problems, I guess.
What?
I was going to say we all have problems, but then you drop the kitten thing, and then that's just unacceptable, so.
But at least it gives you, like, comparison, like, hey, my shit's not so bad, you know?
That's true. The last comment says, man, that's a lot of kitty born to wade through. A lot.
You think they called out the paramedics on that one?
Commenter DOZ says, I guess the shredding has been completed. Yeah, right. They're like, oh, we are ready for you now. Come on in. Hey, it's the Pope. Come on. It's okay.
Yeah, like, okay, so there's no, like, paramedic veterinarians in the world, or at least not in America. I wonder who took the call on that, who had to, like, scrape together and give the cat CPR and, you know,
like, take care of that mess. Kitty
you know, good people.
Little cat transplants. Yeah. Rescue 911.
I don't know, I think the paramedics would show up and be like, fuck this, I quit. I'm gonna be a dump truck driver. No more kitty
yeah, right.
mess for me.
I think this is the end.
Yeah.
This is the end. So, do you really think, though, that they will find anything? Because the more I think about it, like, you're giving them willingly. I'm pretty sure you're not going to have any. It's going to be all like, on this day, the Catholic Church helped an old lady cross the street. And on this
right.
day, the Catholic Church gave $10,000 to this poor dying kid. But they didn't fuck him for it. On this day. Why is this all redacted? Weirdos. Anyway.
Why is this for this date, but updated on this date? Oh, we had to do some cleaning. That's all.
No worries. It's normal. So, today, Byte launched. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't see any of my stuff on there, but that's okay. Hey,
how's that going?
It's just beta. It's first day beta. Fixing some errors. Got to have stuff for the next week. Let's just keep moving forward. One day at a time. Just taking antidepressants, you know. No, seriously, though, it looks nice. There was a few, I guess, errors. And, I mean, what launch doesn't? We've had our fair share. And it's bound to happen. You can't test everything completely on all different computers on all different shits. But it is coming together quite nicely. So Byte.com, check it out. It launched today. Welcome back, Byte. I'm very excited for that. And to write more stuff, I'll have a blog on there as soon as they get that up. And I'll have a few articles strewn throughout. I want to mention this weekend, we're doing a marathon, 24 hours of this amazing bullshit.
Yeah.
From 11 p.m. our time, figured out thegemhole.com/live. That's the 15th Friday show, and then we'll be going till 11 p.m. Saturday night.
That's right. You're
gonna partying.
Hear sleep deprived Robbie.
Oh, no sleep till Brooklyn.
That's right.
Oh my god.
Be good.
The daytime's gonna be great because we're gonna be sleep depped and we're gonna be making prank calls because that's when businesses are open, or at least the ones I want to call.
Nice.
And if you guys have any suggestions, feel free. TheJamHole.com/forums. There's a whole thread in there. And Facebook.com/TheJamHolePodcast. There's a whole thing there. And we're doing it to raise money because we're going to Milwaukee. July 21st through the 25th. It'll be a good time. If you want to join us there Saturday, July 23rd, we're doing a show at the university there. Contact Red Fox if you want to know what's going on when. He's kind of heading up this whole thing. But yeah, we need some cash to get to Spokane because that's where the plane leaves from, and perhaps some spending money while we're there. We'll have some cool special limited edition t-shirts that Danny is personally working on. Right, Danny?
Uh-huh.
And then, it's going to be a good time. Robbie will be here. I'll be here.
Yeah.
Figure we'll get Braden here. We're going to just have a nonstop, just 24-hour long party. So, very exciting. And then, what else?
So can we have, like, a feed that makes it look like if the authorities were watching, they would just see us just kind of talking and looking really calm, but, like, in reality, there's just, like, you know, balloons and midgets and
hookers and donkeys.
Donkey in the corner, yeah.
Maybe.
Do we have that tech-savvy ability?
Do we have that capability? MDS, do we have that capability? I don't know, maybe. And then, August 13th. If you look at facebook.com/thejamhole, click events there. You'll see the dates for the rafting and the rustic camping and the third annual live show. Hey, third annual live show.
Woo-hoo!
3 years in a row. Fucking just being nuts and wasting money on ridiculously fast servers for everyone. But it's fine. It's fine. So thejamhole.com, show some support and some love. All the show notes are caught up. If you want to read along with the episodes, that's kind of how I write them. So they're a little special, little extras for you guys. There's some free hip-hop on thejamhole.com/music that Lyrical and myself made. And there's a ton of poetry videos, me and Robbie and the whole gang for the Get Poetry stuff on our YouTube, and like over 200 other videos. And hey, you, first Jamhole video to crack 20,000 just about, so holla at that. Look at the Jamhole Danny tour of her guts for the surgery. Been getting lots of cool comments on that, so thank you guys. Make sure you subscribe to the feed, and if everyone could, if you have an iTunes account, I would love it. I would love you, orgasmic birth style, if you could just write us a quick review. 5 stars, just, you guys are awesome, thanks. We just need like 100 of those, and then we'll be featured or something. Pandering to the masses, just e-pandering to the e-masses. Because that's what we do. I mean, that's... Can't really think of anything else that we do. I mean, what do you do, Robbie? Isn't that about it?
Yeah,
I mean,
some pretty much sums it up.
Is that about right? I mean...
They're like, dance, monkey! And I'm like, I do my little jig.
Do my shake. All right, well, thank you, Danny.
Thank you. It's been a
little, tiny, insignificant slice of heaven. Robbie, thank you.
No, thank me.
It's been an even... No, thank me! Thank you, you... Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
TheJamhole.com/forums. Fucking check that shit out. Yeah. We'll be shooting Ritalin and snorting bills all day for that marathon. I can't wait. God, just kill me now. Just... I'm too old for this, baby. Just kill me now. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Peace out.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.